This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is on his way to Jeddah today, where he will discuss with Saudi officials how to respond to the attack on Saudi Arabian oil facilities. U.S. officials say they believe they originated in Iran. Meanwhile, Tehran is threatening retaliation against the U.S. if it attacks. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Iran's state-run news agency says Tehran is warning Washington any action taken against it following an attack on Saudi oil installations will immediately be met with a response from Iran, further raising Mideast tensions. It added Iran's response wouldn't be limited to the source of the threat, but without elaborating. In a further development, Iran's president and foreign minister may skip next week's high-level meetings at the UN, as the US has not yet issued them visas. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Exit polls in Israel show that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been dealt a setback, not winning enough seats to put together a majority coalition of 61 seats in the 120-seat Knesset. Reuters' Gillian Kitchener is following the story.
Media and some supporters of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu waited for updates at the Likud party headquarters in Tel Aviv. Israeli television projected that Netanyahu's right-wing party would win between 31 and 33 of parliament's 120 seats, but showed the party of his opponent, former military chief of staff Benny Gantz, with 32 to 34 parliament seats. The tight race means Netanyahu's battle for a record fifth term could stretch on for days or even weeks.
That's AP's Reuters' Gillian Kitchener. For all the latest on the Israeli election or any of today's top stories, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A multi-pronged attack is underway on the Afghanistan National Electronic ID Distribution Center in Jalalabad. A government spokesman says an explosion at the front gate of the compound cleared the way for multiple attackers to enter the compound Wednesday afternoon. Special forces surrounded the compound soon after, and fighting continues. The first impeachment hearing held by House Democrats quickly turned hostile Tuesday. AP Sagar Magani reports.
Starting with the first question from House Judiciary Committee Chair Gerald Nadler.
Is it correct that as reported in the Mueller report on June 19, 2017, you met alone in the Oval Office with the president?
Former Trump campaign chief Corey Lewandowski set the tone.
Could you read the exact language of the report, sir? I don't have it available to me.
Lewandowski says the White House ordered him not to talk about his discussions with the president beyond what's in the Mueller report.
I am respecting the White House's decision.
Nadler says the White House doesn't have that authority.
We should call this what it is. An absolute cover-up by the White House.
Lewandowski earlier blasted lawmakers for going down a rabbit hole with petty politics, drawing the president's attention. He tweeted from Air Force One, such a beautiful opening statement. Thank you, Corey. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Prominent Hong Kong activists behind the months of protests were in Washington Tuesday to urge U.S. lawmakers to support human rights and democracy in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. Hong Kong protest leader Joshua Wong and Hong Kong celebrity activist Denise Ho were part of a panel appealing for U.S. support during testimony before the Congressional Executive Commission on China. Wong told lawmakers he is sure historians will view 2019 as a turning point in Hong Kong's quest for human rights.
Nowadays, students and Hong Kong people are even ready to die for Hong Kong, and some already did. They believe that the only limit to their freedom is their death. This is the ultimate sacrifice for the motherland, and we must not forget them.
Ho warned that an erosion of the city's unique status would embolden China if the U.S. does not put pressure on Beijing. Recent attacks in the United States have raised concerns over the growing threat from domestic extremist groups. U.S. law enforcement officials and experts are discussing ways to help counter such groups. They're using similar steps the U.S. took when it expanded its fight against foreign terrorist organizations following the September 11, 2001 attacks. Experts say some U.S. lawmakers have been exploring the value of a domestic terrorism statute to better counter domestic terrorists. The United States is suing former CIA and NSA employee Edward Snowden for allegedly violating the non-disclosure agreement he signed before publishing his new book. For news on the go, please download the VOA mobile app. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.